I've lived in the constituency for 30 years. I have four daughters, most of them are local. Well, in fact, they're all local still. They went up to university, two of them came back again, they don't go away. And I now have one grandson and two more grandchildren on the way. So I'm firmly embedded in the constituency and not going away, not going anywhere. I'm a teacher by profession, and I'm still very involved in education because I'm a governor at two local primary schools. I was a long-term governor at a secondary school too, so I understand all of the pressures that are on education at the present time. All of those things are vital if you want to be the MP for a constituency. On top of all of that, I've been a councillor for 20 years and a Shropshire councillor since 2009. I was the leader of South Shropshire District Council, so I know Ludlow and 400 square miles of the constituency pretty well indeed. That's a bit about me. I think my claim to fame when I was leader of the council was that we had a very progressive affordable housing policy, which did deliver well over 300 houses in that time for local people. And unfortunately, we don't seem to be delivering at that rate anymore. We do need to do that because we have so many young people who can't afford to live here, either to rent or to buy in any form. And many of our villages are going backwards now. Our village schools have falling roles. And on top of that, the cuts to education budgets are meaning that many of them are under risk. That's where I come from. I've also campaigned here for ambulance response times because at one point when my second daughter was 21, she had a really severe asthma attack. And we were told that she would have to wait 45 minutes for the ambulance. And since then I've been a huge supporter both of the air ambulance but also making West Midlands ambulance service life as difficult as possible. We were lucky in that case that actually after 40 minutes the ambulance arrived, but so did the air ambulance. And it took 5 minutes then for her to get to hospital. This is not unusual. It has not improved. And for many of the rural areas, but it also includes Bridge North and often in Ludlow, we still have to wait a very long period of time for our ambulances to arrive. Our services in rural areas are not good. And I'm a passionate campaigner along all of those lines. Which is why I'm very pleased that many of the policies that the Lib Dems would put forward would actually put money into all of those things. We would put a penny on the pound into the NHS and adult social care. We have a real problem with adult social care, just finding carers, but actually joining the whole thing up is also part of our policy. That penny in the pound would put 6 billion into both those services up front, would amount over 5 years, of course, to about 30 billion. And during that time, we would look at bringing things together so that they work together much more efficiently and straightforwardly. And some of you in this room, because I've seen them, have come to health and adult social care at the council, where both Tracy Huffer and I give them quite a hard time about the lack of joined-up thinking, the lack of innovation within the health service, and also working with the council. I think the most appalling thing is the health plan for Shropshire, which looks to save 131 million, and on top of that, only managed to talk to the council about adult social care in the last 2 months of its plan. A really, really poor way to deal with the patients across Shropshire. So there are many, many other ways we would put money into education up front to stop the cuts. We would also take the cap from public sector pay because we cannot actually attract the people we need to run the services we have to have. Not want, we have to have. Thank you.